You know how your phone battery sometimes just completely drains by noon, right? And you realize it's because you left, I don't know, 20 background apps
Oh,
running.
yeah, the ones you aren't even like actively using, but they're silently chewing through all your processing
Yeah,
power.
exactly. The drain is totally invisible, but it just ruins your day anyway. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are jumping right into your week 13 notes today.
Specifically, Law 13, right?
Right, Law 13. And our mission today is to prepare you for day four of the workbook exercise. We need to figure out why we let things we can't even control completely drain our internal batteries.
So true. We are basically setting you up for that day four work today. It's all about breaking down the chapter's core formula, reinforcing the week's work, and finding where your personal boundaries are, leaking.
Yeah, leaking energy and getting you ready for tomorrow, day five, when you're actually going to run a real life goal through this exact framework.
So let's unpack that core framework from your notes, the CIA method, control, influence, awareness.
I mean, I always tell my PhD students to start with control because that's what's actually yours.
Exactly. It's 100% yours, your effort, your schedule, your actions. This is, the only place where actual, tangible results happen.
Right. And then directly outside of that is your circle of influence. You affect this circle, but you don't dictate it. Like, think of trust or your relationships with colleagues.
Which you can't force, right?
You definitely can't force someone to trust you, but that trust grows directly as a byproduct of how well you manage your circle of control.
And then there is the outermost ring, which is awareness. And this is the stuff you deeply care about, but have like zero power to change. Macro politics, the global economy, the daily news cycle.
The black hole, honestly, yes. I see people treating the awareness circle like playing a video game on God mode.
Wait, God mode, how do you mean?
Well, it feels like you're fighting these massive global battles, right? Which feels incredibly productive. But because you can't actually change the outcome, your ego is like perfectly safe from real world failure. You can't personally fail at complaining about the economy.
Oh, wow. That's such a brilliant way to look at it. Because as a neuroscientist, I look at that and see a massive physiological cost to playing that game.
Wait, let me push back on that for a second. Isn't awareness important? Like, if I completely ignore the news, aren't I just burying my head in the sand? How do we balance being informed with actually living our lives?
Well, it's not about burying your head in the sand at all. It's about protecting your cognitive bandwidth. When you read a terrifying headline, your brain's threat detector hits the panic button.
Right, the fight or flight response. Yeah.
Exactly. And when that happens, it literally reroutes glucose and oxygen away from your prefrontal cortex.
And the prefrontal cortex is where we do all our executive function, right? That's bad.
It's terrible for productivity. It's the engine for your goal-directed behavior. So when you let your brain obsess over the awareness circle, you are physically starving the part of your brain that executes on your control circle. By the time you try to do your actual work, the neural battery is dead.
Which brings us to the actual work you're doing today for day four. The notes demand some serious vulnerability here with the end of day questions.
Yeah, it's one thing to recognize that doom scrolling drains your bandwidth, but what does fixing that actually look like for you in practice?
Right, so I'm putting you on the spot, looking at these workbook questions. Where are you strongest in the CIA method and where are you failing?
Oh, fair enough. My strength is definitely control. In the lab, I rely on strict routines and precise experimental protocols. I excel at locking down my actions.
Okay, but what about your weakness?
Definitely the awareness circle. One terrifying science policy headline, and my brain just, hits the panic button. My amygdala takes over, and suddenly I've lost an hour of focus just spiraling. So, what about you?
Ugh, admitting this hurts, honestly. My strength is influence. I love guiding my PhD students and shaping their research. I thrive on that connection. But my weakness is control.
Really? In what way?
Specifically, I fail to protect my own schedule. I let that influence circle completely bulldoze my personal boundaries.
So, looking at question three in the workbook, when we contrast those two points, what needs to change in actual practice? What does fixing that look like for you today?
Well, it means I have to enforce rigid calendar boundaries. Just because a student needs guidance doesn't mean I give up my designated writing hour. I have to stop letting influence cannibalize control.
That makes a lot of sense. What about you? Wait, what about me and the doom scrolling?
Yeah, exactly. How do you fix the doom scrolling?
In practice, it means I have to actively restrict my access to the news cycle. I'm talking app timers, website blockers, whatever it takes to protect my neural energy. So I actually have the bandwidth left for what I can control.
That level of ruthless honesty is exactly what you need to bring to your day four exercise today. And as you move through your day, keep up with your daily practice. You've got your customized stack, right?
Yes, your 3 code rewrites, 3 distilled points, and your 2 quotes.
And review them 3 times today.
Absolutely. That repetition is what actually rewires these habits into your neural pathways over time. And tonight, do not forget your specific bedtime question. Give your subconscious mind a problem to solve while you sleep.
All of this is laying the foundation for day 5. Tomorrow, we take a real, tangible goal from your own life and run it straight through the CIA filter to break down your excuses once and for all.
It's where the theory truly becomes reality. I can't wait.
So to leave you with a final thought today, think back to those background apps draining your battery. If you audited your brain's energy expenditure today, how much of your hard work was actually just exhausting yourself in the circle of awareness?